Good morning. This is the Early Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, May 22nd. I'm Dan Loney. In the tech headlines, new features for Facebook's mobile app and Amazon adds HBO shows to Prime Instant Video. Those stories and more as we continue.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours. Which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
Facebook's mobile app can now recognize music and TV shows. The Journal's Al Brooks has more.
When you start to write a post, the app offers information about music or shows playing in the background. The audio recognition feature works similar to Shazam. In order to recognize live television shows, Facebook signed deals to get audio from 160 U.S. TV stations. And by using the iPhone and Android's built-in microphone, the app can recognize a live show within 15 seconds. Facebook also reached deals with music streaming sites, including Spotify and Ardio, to enable Facebook users to play previews of songs that others have shared using the audio recognition feature. This is optional and can be turned on and off.
eBay says it will ask the nearly 150 million active users of its namesake marketplace to change their passwords after a cyber attack that affected a database that had encrypted passwords and other data. The company says the database did not include financial information. eBay says it has no evidence that personal or financial information for PayPal users was compromised. That data are stored on separate secure networks. Amazon.com has added programming from HBO to its Prime Instant Video offerings. Amazon's the exclusive online-only subscription streaming service for HBO, including the full seasons of The Sopranos, The Wire, and Deadwood, as well as select seasons of Boardwalk Empire and True Blood. Prime subscribers get access to the company's video streaming service for an annual $99 membership fee. Activision Blizzard is seeing one of its investors back out of its stake. The Journal reports that French media group Vivendi is selling half of its stake in the California-based video game company, with plans to sell the other half later. That current half that Vivendi is selling is worth $866 million. As we continue, NetApp's profit is on the rise.
First, congratulations to the folks at Squarespace for winning 4 Webbies this year. Squarespace is the easiest way to create an exceptional website for you or your business. They have beautiful designs and all the style options you'll need to create a unique website. And don't worry about getting stuck. Squarespace has a 24/7 support team. Try Squarespace today for free. And when you're ready to go live, enter WSJ at checkout and save 10%. Plus, you get free hosting. Use promo code WSJ at squarespace.com/WSJ. Squarespace.com/WSJ.
Ride-sharing app Uber is expanding overseas as it will launch today in the Saudi Arabian capital of Riyadh. The city has almost no public transportation and sees half of its population, women, who are not allowed to drive. Earlier this year, Nest Labs, now a part of Google's family and maker of internet-connected gadgets for the home, had a recall of 400,000 of its Nest Protect smoke detectors. But now the company says that those units will again be on the market coming in the next few weeks, with new guidelines from the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Cisco Systems says it intends to buy the closely held startup ThreatGrid. Terms were not announced. Cisco says the company offers dynamic analysis of malicious code and security threat intelligence technology, both on customers' premises and in an online form. And finally today, NetApp says that fourth quarter profit rose 13% as lower costs and expenses masked a dip in revenue. Product sales, the major contributor to the company's top line, fell about 8%. That's it for this time. Thanks for joining us. And remember to check out the latest news headlines at WSJ.com. I'm Dan Loney at the Wall Street Journal.